Hello, my name is Rick Gibson. I'm the Associate Vice President for Public Affairs here at Pepperdine University, and I'd like to welcome you to this edition of Pepperdine People Online. Today, our guest is Robert Clark. He has been a part of the Pepperdine family for over 40 years, earning his MBA through the Grazadio School of Business and Management in 1976. While he and his wife, Amy, live in Castle Rock, Colorado, his sons live here in Malibu as students of Seaver College. In 2006, Bob became the founding president of the Alumni Leadership Council. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you.
Bob, I want to get to the heart of the matter and discuss the Alumni Leadership Council and its role at the university. But first, I'd like to learn just a little bit more about you. Tell us a little bit about your family and your life in Castle Rock, Colorado.
Well, my family and I live in Colorado, but we've been primarily residents of California for most of our lives, and we moved there about 10 years ago. And we enjoy the life there. It's a wonderful state. We got involved at Pepperdine in the state through the local chapter. So it's been our ability to reach out and talk to some 875 alumni that we have in the state is a great opportunity for us as well. And it's part of our life. It's a big part of our life in the state of Colorado.
Very good. I understand that it's a pretty active chapter. Tell us some of the things that you've done there.
Well, it is an active chapter. It started about 3 years ago. We had some very recent alumni that had graduated from Seaver that started the chapter 3 years ago. And Amy and my wife, we got involved 2 years ago. And so the chapter has grown. We see it as an extension of the university community. And it goes beyond just being an alumni chapter. It is a chapter that is based on the foundation of pulling together the families of current students, their parents, and involving them in the chapter, involving the young alumni and reaching out to alumni like myself that had graduated a long time ago, and trying to build a community where we can foster the vision of the university in terms of wanting to keep people connected even after graduation.
Well, let's talk some more about the Alumni Leadership Council. I know that over the past few years, you and President Benton have become good friends. He has stated that improving the relationship between Pepperdine and its alumni is a high priority for him. What do you see as his vision for strengthening this relationship?
Well, I think that is the vision, per se. I think he sees that we are at a crossroads in the university. Our mission is to strengthen the lives of students and to give them purpose and allow them to become leaders in their community when they leave here. And I think that, he knows now that we have 80,000 alumni, that the university has a mission that goes beyond students. It really reaches out to the students after they graduate. And for him and the conversations I've had with him, he has a real heart to want to keep graduating students connected.
I know that he has shared with me and with others. I mean, he is a president with a lot of priorities. He has a great vision for where the university is headed. But I have heard him state and restate his great interest in strengthening this relationship. And so I guess he sees the Alumni Leadership Council as being a catalyst for bringing this vision about of building affinity across the schools at the central level. Tell me, what is your long-term vision for the Alumni Leadership Council?
Well, let me take a step back. The Leadership Council has a responsibility to help the university from a strategic planning point of view. How do we build affinity is the question that's on the table. And that takes planning. And prior to the planning, you have to really understand what issues are you trying to resolve. And so we are a catalyst. We are a group of alumni that align with the university vision to begin with. We all believe in the mission of the university and have a deep commitment to assist and do whatever we can. But our roles are as advisors to the university. And that's important to understand. That's important for the university community to understand, for the deans to understand. Each of the schools have alumni programs. And our responsibility is not to take away from their programs, because the schools have responsibility to their alumni in different ways because they are sub-communities within the university community. Our responsibility is to stand back and to assist them and to provide advice, but to look at ways in which we can bring together programs that impact not just the individual school alumni, but also impact alumni at the chapter level. And that's where the schools will not have an interest in terms of they are very specific to their programs. And we know as an ALC group that have been out there for a while and not closely connected, let's say, to the university because we live somewhere else, that you need another level of reaching out and communicating with the alumni and getting alumni participation. So I think our long-term goal is just that, and that is to provide another level of interaction to the alumni and to demonstrate how we can do that and build community.
Yeah. Let me ask you about that word affinity. It is a word that those of us who've been planning communications and trying to reach out to the alumni, we use that word a lot. What does President Benton mean by that word? What do you mean by that word? What is hoped to be accomplished by building affinity?
Ultimately, what you want are alumni that want to serve and to help the university, to give both financially, to give of their time. And I think as when we graduate, we go through different phases in our life in building our careers. And as a person that has matured and has gone through most of those phases in my life, you know, I look at trying to do something significant. And significance is where we have to determine how can we tie people back into the university. What could they do to be serving at the various stages in their life? If you're a recent graduate, serving means something different than if you are an established career person. And so when we say build affinity, I think we have to look at that and we have to take it to a granular level and look at the special interest of alumni and figure out how to do that. I mean, I don't see it as our goal to get the university to fund alumni activities. I see alumni activities being self-funding from the standpoint the university's primary focus is to educate and to provide that academic excellence for the students that are here. And alumni have to have a heart to want to serve afterwards. So that's one of our long-term goals, is to figure out how can we create people that are attached to the university, want to serve, want to give back to the university, really appreciate their education, and see the importance of supporting a Christian university. That's my biggest concern, is we are a Christian university and we are on what I think is an extinction list, you know, and we should be thinking about that, because many good universities that have had their Christian foundations no longer have those and no longer have that as part of their mission statement.
Tell me, what do you hope that an alumnus of Pepperdine would gain through a personally gain through a strong relationship with alma mater?
I think we all feel as alumni from Pepperdine University that we've been given much. And I think that the connection back to the university allows us an opportunity to continue to see the university is doing the same work that they did when they graduated. And, you know, I look at the youth that we have here, and I'm on campus a lot, at least once a month. And I wish everyone that graduated from here could be on campus and have the feeling that I have, that the university's mission of helping young students, you know, define a purpose in life and being able to go out and being able to serve in their work, in their communities, and then just see the leadership that we're developing here. You know, that's our mission. And And to see that that mission is still being, you know, it's still here. We're still doing the things that we used to do. But the opportunity is that if we get involved, we can do it better. And, you know, I think that we haven't called upon our alumni to serve in the ways that they can naturally do that. And we have alumni that could hire our graduating students. We have alumni that could serve and provide mentorship programs and internship programs. And if we can create that type of network and utilize our alumni for that purpose, then they're going to stay connected with the university and they're going to be proud of what the university is doing today.
Well, Bob, I want to thank you very much for your time. I know you have a busy schedule as you prepare for yet another meeting of the Alumni Leadership Council this week. So I thank you for your time. And I want to thank our listeners for joining us for this edition of Pepperdine People Online. Until next time, my name is Rick Gibson. Thank you for joining us.